This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth CSPOC will begin today in New Delhi. The three-day conference will bring together speakers and presiding officers from over 60 Commonwealth countries and semi-autonomous parliaments. The aim of this conference is to promote knowledge and understanding of parliamentary democracy in its various forms and to develop parliamentary institutions. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is the chairperson of this conference. A report.
The first day of the conference today will witness the meeting of the Standing Committee. As the chairperson of the 28th CSPOC, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will be chairing the meeting of the CSPOC Standing Committee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the conference tomorrow at the historic Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Mr. Modi will also interact informally with the speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth and Autonomous Parliaments. Various sessions will be held during the conference on topics including the use of artificial intelligence in Parliament, sharing of best practices and innovative ideas among participants, social media's impact on parliamentarians, enhancing public understanding of Parliament and security, and health and well-being of MPs. This landmark event marks historic participation and a proud moment in India's democratic and parliamentary journey. After the conclusion of the 28th CSPOC, the Lok Sabha Speaker will hand over the chair of CSPOC to the Speaker of the UK House of Commons, Lindsay Hoyle. With Anupam Mishra, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. J. Shankar held a phone conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday, focusing on cooperation in the areas of trade, critical minerals, nuclear energy, and defense. The phone call came a day after newly appointed U.S. Ambassador Sergio Gore said there will be some contact between the two sides on the trade issue. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he just concluded a good conversation with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Both discussed trade, critical minerals, nuclear cooperation, defense and energy. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will attend 10th Armed Forces Veterans Day in New Delhi today. Armed Forces Veterans Day is commemorated on 14th of January every year to honour the legacy and service of the Field Marshal K.M. Karyappa, the first Commander-in-Chief of the Indian Army who retired on this particular day in 1953. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States will respond forcefully if Iranian authorities carry out hanging of protesters amid ongoing unrest in the nation. In an interview to a TV channel, he said Washington will take strong action if Tehran indulge in execution of protesters. Earlier, in a social media post, Trump said help is on its way for Iranian protesters. He said the scale of the bloodshed in Iran remained unclear and he is awaiting a briefing on the situation. Festival of Harvest Makar Sankranti is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Makar Sankranti signals the end of winter and the beginning of longer days. The festival is known with different names in different parts of the country. It is celebrated as Pongal in Tamil Nadu, Uttarayan in Gujarat, Bhogali Bihu in Assam and Posh Sankranti in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the nation on the occasion of Makar Sankranti, Uttarayan and Magh Bihu. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed hope that the sacred festival of Makar Sankranti will fill everyone's lives with happiness, health and well-being. The Indian benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty traded flat with a mild negative bias today amid fears of disruption to Iranian crude exports and sustained FII outflows. Sensex slipped 74 points to 83,552 and Nifty eased 12 points to 25,719 in the early trade this morning. In men's cricket, second ODI of the three-match series between India and New Zealand will be played at Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.